York City Republican Representative Neil Cumby says the aim is to eliminate the unintended consequences of the bill's 1020 life law as it relates to aggravated assault cases.
House Bill 135 removes aggravated assault from the list of crimes that carry mandatory minimum sentences. It originated from the Governor Scott's 2013 Citizens Safety and Protection Task Force, and one of the recommendations that that committee made at the end of their work was that we should review Florida's 1020 life law to eliminate any unintended consequences.
In the past, Cumby has argued that though it's very few cases, there are people in prison serving a minimum mandatory sentence of 20 years for threatening to use force, and he wants to change that. Meanwhile, its Senate companion is now teed up for a floor vote Thursday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.